how do you have the patience to just kind of like let something like that go, you know, when you, a week like you've had here?
Well, when you've been in baseball for a long time, you realize there's a lot of ups and downs, and you better be strong if you're going to survive it. If you're not strong, you'll never make it, because the game tests you, it's meant to test you, and sometimes you just have some tough streaks. I've been on real good clubs that have had tough streaks. We're going through a tough streak right now. We had a chance to win a ball game last night. They got away from us, but you basically what you have to do, if it's good or bad, you have to come back and battle them the next day, and that's what our guys will be prepared to do, and they're doing it right now.
What's your biggest concern right now?
Well, I don't really have what I'd say is a biggest concern. I think we have a real good ball club. I think we're in a situation where when we get everything back and get, we're just out of funk right now, and it really started with our starting pitching not pitching very well. And that's why I can't say that's my biggest concern, because I think that they're going to be in a position where they settle down. They're just too good to not do that. Our bullpen has actually pitched well. Nathan blew the save yesterday, but really he's pitched well, as our bullpen has in recent times. So I think we're more in a situation when we get everybody together and we're playing like we're capable, we have a real good club.
Have you considered a system-wide ban of Zubas?
No. The Zubas, that was a team request, and so it was a team bonding situation. And so they liked it, and it kind of got a lot more publicity than it would have, because we were originally going to schedule to fly out of Boston at about 2 o'clock in the morning and land in Cleveland at about 3:30, right on the lakefront, and go right to the hotel. But due to some difficulties at the time, we ended up pulling back and staying at the hotel there, and that was all the guys had to travel on the next day. So actually, we haven't played very well since we wore those.
How important is this next 2 weeks here? I mean, just a couple weeks before the draft, you guys are going all over the minor leagues, checking things out. And, you know, obviously some of these guys will have to be replaced. And these next 2 weeks, is this as important a stretch for a GM as there is?
Well, I can't really say that, because it's an important time period. But I think you break it up by departments. For your scouting department, it's as big a time period as for the year. They've worked very hard since the beginning of the year. They've gone out and started scouting in February and watching the guys, and they work towards this time period all year long. So they started doing their work last summertime and watching these guys play in the summer league. So for David Shad and his group, it's his important time of the year, which in turn is a very important time for us then, because it builds your foundation. But our guys have done a great job in recent years, and they drafted a lot of good players for us, and I'm confident that they'll do that again. Then when they get our minor league system set, starting in the Gulf Coast League and the Connecticut roster and the New York Penn League, we're in a spot where you might have some changes that end up taking place because players moving. So there's a lot of moving pieces and a lot of things happening. But from a general manager's perspective, there's probably a lot of other times too when you start talking about playoff runs and getting to that particular trade deadlines that also are extremely important.
Is there an area of focus, a couple areas of focus on this team? Obviously, bullpen is something that you're keeping an eye on, you're constantly tinkering with this lineup, but areas of focus that you're looking to improve on in terms of a roster?
Well, I think when you look at our club, we have such a solid club in so many different areas. So when you have a couple of areas, I mean, they draw everybody's attention compared to some other clubs that might have more question marks. But our starting rotation is real solid, so you're in a position where that's not going to be your focus of attention. Really, the back end of our bullpen with Nathan and Jabba Chamberlain and Kroll and Albuquerque, they've been throwing the ball well. We have signed Joel Hanrahan, who's down rehabbing down in the extended program at this point. We anticipate at some point he'll be ready, although we don't have a time period on that. So there's a situation with the bullpen. Our everyday lineup, when you look at it again, we're pretty well set in the outfield when you go along. We've got Andy Dierks coming back now from an injury. I would think sometime the original time frame, which we talked about, is middle of July, that he'd be ready to rejoin us at that time, which would give us another left-handed bat. We have to wait and see. When you look at the infield, you got Cabrera and you got Kinsler, two guys that are all-stars. You got a youngster at third base in Castellanos that we knew would have some growing pains. At shortstop, when we lost Iglesias, we knew that would be a focus of attention for us all along. We'll see how Iglesias continues to come along, and we'll continue to monitor that situation internally with the guys we have at the big league level. Romine's been an outstanding defensive shortstop, and Worth has done a solid job too. We've got Suarez at AAA, who's done very well for us, and then we'll see what happens with Iglesias. So then you look at behind the plate with Avila, and Avila's having a good year for us. So there's really not a lot of areas that you would jump up and say, you got to watch this area, but so you'd probably focus on just a couple, which is you keep an eye on your bullpen, you keep an eye on shortstop, but you never can tell what else takes place, and that's what makes the game so interesting, because today may bring something new that you haven't anticipated in the past.
Phil Koch has been a target of the fans. You guys as a organization continue to show patience. why, and when does that patience run out?
Well, Phil Koch, he's not our issue at this point. I mean, I think people have a tendency to jump on situations and focus on individuals, and that's just pretty much the way it goes nowadays. But Phil Koch, he's had some outings that he struggled early. Lately, he's actually done a pretty good job for us. He's kind of settled into a longer role. He throws the ball hard. He's had success at the big league level right this time, and we'll just wait and see what happens.
What seems different to you with Brad Ausmus running the show from Jim Leland? Do you notice a difference in the team chemistry or just the way they're playing the game?
Well, the answer is yes and no. I mean, yes in the sense that Jim Leland, who is very successful and has had a Hall of Fame type career, and done a great job for us. He and Brad are just different individuals. Mm-hmm. So Brad's younger, he's got some different thought processes, and not that one way is right or one way is wrong. They both work very well. But of course, there's different ways in which they operate. I don't think that there's a lot of difference as far as how the club itself plays day in and day out. They've played hard under both guys. We played with a focus. We play hard and we go hard at it. Now, a lot of people have made a point this year that we're running more, mm-hmm. but we have a different team this year than we've had in the past. And Jim has always been a guy that believed in running when he had those type of players, but Davis and Kinsler are new this year, so Romine, so they bring a little bit different dimension to our club. So I really don't, there's not a significant difference as far as how we play the game. We've got good veteran players that go about their business day in and day out. They've done it for either one of them, and we're in a spot where we got a good club, and I think we have a chance to win under both of them.
Is it at all time to be worried or concerned about what's going on with Justin Verlander?
No, I don't think so. He's had a start where he's struggled every year, really, or almost every year. He went through this last year, and almost every year he's had a time period in which he struggled, as a lot of pitchers do. His velocity is not what it was 5 or 6 years ago, but we did not anticipate it was going to be that way. He's a very good pitcher. He's got 4 pitches, and then in addition to his fastball, which he really hasn't commanded as well the last couple outings, and that's been his biggest problem. But he's got a plus curveball, plus slider, plus changeup, and it's just a matter of commanding those pitches, and he'll get it back, and he'll pitch well for us.
Last time that you were talking to us here in January, the fire had happened in this ballpark, and you guys gave the Whitecaps all their support. Had a chance to look around the structure and sort of like what you've seen, the rebuilding?
Well, outstanding. They've done a tremendous job. I had a chance yesterday. I came in really at game time yesterday because I watched Toledo play yesterday morning and then drove up here afterwards, so I got it. But I got here earlier today and had a chance to walk around in the clubhouse. I saw the suites yesterday, the new store, and they're to be commended on what they've done. It's an outstanding job that they've done in bringing this back. It's a real plus for the community, and I tip my cap to Lou and Denny and the whole group because it's a really nice situation. They really... And under adverse conditions, they did the best they possibly could, and I think everybody in the community is proud of them.
Dave, you mentioned Suarez doing well in the minor leagues. Any thoughts of bringing him up anytime soon, or what's the plan for him?
Well, right now he just moved to AAA in the last week. He's played very well right there and just getting his feet on the ground, so we'll let him play there. And no specific plans as far as promotions are concerned. I think you're just in a spot where you continue to evaluate all the time on guys. But he has had a good start to AAA.
I know it might be a question more for David, Chad, than anything else, but Jack talked about the fact of Ausmus being a manager. What about the man here in West Michigan, Graham? He did a good job for you guys in Connecticut. So far, so good here.
Well, he has. He's done a good job. Andrew's always been highly regarded in our organization. I don't work with him as closely myself. I've known him because he's been a player in our organization for a long time. But our people have always held him in high regard. He's stepped up. He's done a nice job here. He's got a pulse of the situation. A good demeanor in working with the players development-wise. He's also got a good pulse of trying to also mix that combination of trying to win in there. So we like him a great deal and are happy with the job that he's done.
Your name has come up as a candidate to be the next commissioner of baseball. I know you have said many times you are very happy with the job you have. In your mind, what's the ideal candidate for the next commissioner of baseball?
Well, I don't really have it. That's not my responsibility. So, I mean,
but
that's for other people.
You are a baseball man, and this is your league that you're a part of, aren't you?
That's for other people to decide, and that's not for me. So I'm in a situation, I enjoy what I do, and it's a compliment to hear your name mentioned, but that's for other people to decide.
Well, anybody, I'm sorry, anybody here that really you saw batting practice, anybody that's grabbed your attention here you'd like to mention?
Well, not really. You know, I just came in last night and had a chance, and they had a real good game last night. They played very well in a big game. It was nice to see. They put up some runs yesterday, and they've had a little bit of trouble scoring runs, but with having shots back here and bringing home back, that their lineup looked a little bit different. But they pitched well throughout the whole year, and get a chance to see a game again today, and then I head back to Toledo tomorrow. But in this short time period, I know we've got a lot of prospects here. We're happy with the club, but I can't say anybody that's really caught my eye in just the one game.
There's nobody here, you know, much like a Corey Knebel, that really was on a fast track to get to the big leagues. In your mind, in your organization, you see another guy that can be on that fast track here at the lower levels?
Well, those things, they just kind of happen. I don't think you put those in your mind. They just take place when guys produce at a certain level and you feel that they're ready for the next step. So we have conversations almost daily on players and how they're doing, but there's not anybody that you really say, okay, we're going to move this guy quickly. So we're really not in that spot right now.
Maybe that answers a question about Jonathan Crawford, who gets the call tonight, your first-round pick last year.
Well, he's pitched very well. I mean, I know he started off, the first outing was a little bit shaky, but he's really pitched well since then. But they've had a lot of guys on the staff that have pitched well. So as the guys were telling me here, you like a lot of these guys, not only now, but in the future. So it's good to have a starting staff like this and some guys in the bullpen, too.
When you're loaded like this with pitching, as they are down here, are you looking more for bats this year, or do you guys continue to try and stockpile pitching in the draft?
It's the old adage, but it really is true. We identify and rank players, and we don't really specifically take any position. We take the best player available. And, of course, there's a lot more pitchers that are drafted because you're talking about having a dozen guys on a staff, mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of those guys there compared to other positions. But we'll take the best player that's available regardless of position, and we'll just go from there.
All those concerns that this year with the Tommy John situation and the elbows, you know, pitching has become really a big hot topic in baseball this year.
Well, it is. But you never, and again you say, you never have enough pitching. It's the same thing year in and year out. And it really proves to be true. I mean, look at us at the big league level. We have the best starting, as good a starting staff as there at the big league level. And then if you looked at us in the last 10 games, you'd say, well, how could you say that? So you just, pitching is what makes it work for you. If you have good pitching, you have a chance to win all the time. You have the injury factors that are involved. Right now there's been a lot of injuries this year, but you just never have enough of it.
How do you make sense of the last 10 days? Especially, you know, you had a stretch there losing 34-6 in three games.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do make sense of it. I think I don't think there's any explanation. You go through some bad periods. I have been with clubs. I saw a couple years ago that we led the league in our average or second and gave up a dozen runs in back-to-back games versus the Mets in a couple times. So it happens. I remember I went through a time period, I tell him, with Kevin Brown when he led the league in run average, where he had five bad outings in a row and you were shaking your head and just holding your breath. Sometimes guys get in a funk, they get a little bit out of their delivery, just things happen and it just spirals and you just got to straighten the ship. And hopefully with Sanchez pitching the game he did yesterday, which was outstanding, we lost a tough game, but he pitched outstanding, we'll get back in gear. And I don't think there is an explanation. We just did not play up to our capabilities really all the way around, and you just need to snap it back in gear and play well.
All right.